This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
48 hours. That's how long the Egyptian army is going to give President Mohamed Morsi to sort out the crisis that has again brought people into the streets there. The protests are about a couple of things: lack of security, a lack of faith in President Morsi, and a lack of faith in the Egyptian economy. The chaos of the past 2 years has been rough for a country that relies so heavily on tourism, and it's been rough on the businesses that need that tourism, too. Imad Nuhafez owns a gift shop in the famous Khan el-Khalili Bazaar in Cairo. It is touristy stuff, mostly. Mr. Hafez, thanks for joining us.
I'm very happy to speaking with you in your program.
Good. So tell me, sir, how is business today? How are the crowds? Are you selling anything?
Yeah, as a business in Egypt now, not so well.
Do you think it will be a good thing then if the military does what it said it was going to do and take over in 48 hours or
I'm
so?
I think it is not good. It is best. It is best for us, you know, because we have a little bit of troubles, you know. We have a little bit of a bad situation, but we're moving to the good point, you know.
Yeah, but are any of those people who are in Cairo today, are any of those people who are protesting, are they coming to buy things at your store? Are you selling anything? Can you stay in business if this keeps going?
You know, that is a bad point in this situation. You know, business not very well in this time, you know. Egypt is a big tourist market, you know.
Yeah.
What happened in Egypt in this last two years, you know, makes the tourist not come to Egypt, you know. But it's okay. We'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Yes, but you have a small family business there in Cairo, Mr. Hafez, and how much longer can you be patient? How much longer can you wait for the tourists to come back? Because it looks very scary now.
We are patient for 2 years now, my friend. 2 years we are so patient. So we can waiting just 2 or 3 months more, you know. We believe in army. We believe in army, and we trusted them so much, and we trusted this this man in the army, Mr. Sisi, you know, General Sisi. He is the best man. He is the best man. I think everything moving well in Egypt now, and we'll do everything so well.
What happens, sir, if in 6 months it's still a mess and it's still a problem?
You know, our life depends on the tourist. Our life, you know, our family, our kids, everyone in our family need tourists. We need, that is our life, my friend. We are big country for tourists, you know.
Yeah.
What happened in two years ago? No tourists come to Egypt. How we live?
Well, Mr. Hafez, thank you very much, and good luck to you, sir.
It's okay. More than welcome, my friend.